Kierkegaard boys are rich. The brothers inherit Mikhail's wealth and Mikhail's house. Peter moves into his father's set of rooms, and Surin moves back to his old rooms, where he will stay for the coming year. He also inherits over 33,000 RD, a tidy sum that means Surin will not have to earn a living from whatever it is he decides to put his hand to. In other words, he's set for life. It is a good thing that Surin did not need to rely on his writing to pay the bills, for this would never become a reliable source of income. Some books made a slight profit, while others did not. But throughout it all, it was Surin's inherited wealth that subsidized his writing career, beginning with his first book, until he ran out of money at the end of his life. Surin had completed the manuscript of his critique of H.C. Andersen in July, before his father's death. So its cryptic title, From the Papers of One Still Living, does not refer to Surin's relationship to Mikhail. Instead, the title alludes to the content of the book, which substantially criticizes Andersen for writing his novels without a committed life view. Andersen has not invested his characters with a clear point of view. Thus they and the author cannot be said to be fully living. Surin presented the manuscript to Heiber for publication, but it was rebuffed. Heiber, the great arbiter of Danish literary taste, did not like Surin's style. So it is that on September 7, 1838, just shy of a month after Mikhail Pedersen was put into the ground, Surin's first book is self-published, the dead man's money paying to launch the career of the still-living son. The book sells fairly well, but it cannot be called a runaway success. It displeases Andersen and confuses most readers. By December, the piece is perhaps more discussed than actually read.